The FBI, using DNA testing, has come up, it seems, with new information in a notorious old case, the disappearance in 1975 of Jimmy Hoffa. Hoffa was the president of the Teamsters Union. The new information concerns a single strand of hair, a car, and a friend of Hoffa's. Norman Sinclair is a Detroit news reporter who writes about this in today's paper. Mr. Sinclair, first of all, tell us, when was this strand of hair discovered?
8 or 9 days after Jimmy Hoffa disappeared, the FBI seized this car that Charles Chucky O'Brien, at the time thought to be Hoffa's adopted son, had borrowed that afternoon and used it to run some errands, including delivering a 40-pound salmon to another Teamster official.
And Charles Chucky O'Brien, at the time, was never identified as a suspect, but I gather that Jimmy Hoffa's son thought that he was in some way responsible for his father's disappearance.
Absolutely. 2 days after Jimmy Hoffa disappeared, the younger Hoffa had O'Brien come out to the family home at 3 o'clock in the morning, where he confronted him and asked him, where were you that afternoon? He wanted a detailed minute-by-minute accounting. The key thing with the investigation, as far as the FBI is concerned, is that O'Brien couldn't account for his time between 2:30 and 4 that afternoon. And during that time frame, they believe Hoffa was picked up at the restaurant, taken somewhere, and killed.
So for a quarter of a century, you're reporting, the FBI has had this car, and in the car is a strand of hair. And relatively recently, they've analyzed the strand of hair, and what did they find?
A perfect DNA match with Jimmy Hoffa. Jimmy Hoffa was in the back seat of that car.
Well, what would have been so remarkable, though, about Jimmy Hoffa having been in the back seat of a car that was being used by someone who was so close to him?
Hoffa and O'Brien had had a falling out earlier in the year. They had no contact with each other. Now, I must say at the time, in addition to the hair, they found smidgens of blood and substance like skin. I don't know at this time, you know, what the DNA test results, I'm sure they tested those, but we don't know how those came out.
How long ago did the FBI test this strand of hair and confirm that it was Jimmy Hoffa's hair?
From what we understand, earlier this year, sometime this spring.
Now, there has been good DNA technology for several years now. Why didn't they do it earlier? Did you ask why they hadn't tested this a few years ago?
Up until last November, I don't think that they wanted to go into court on just a single strand of hair. I think the problem they had with it before was getting the whole case assembled in a tight circle, evidence that could connect Hoffa to the back seat of the car that coincides with witnesses that they still may have.
Does the discovery, or the identification, rather, of the strand of hair as being a match for Jimmy Hoffa's, does this mean that the FBI is now looking once again at Chucky O'Brien and his possible role in Hoffa's disappearance?
Yes. From day one, they've always had a theory on this case, and it hasn't changed. They suspected 26 years ago, from the tests that they could do on the hair and the blood, those pieces of trace evidence were consistent with Hoffa. DNA now puts Hoffa in that car.
Norman Sinclair, thank you very much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Bob.
Reporter Norman Sinclair of the Detroit News spoke to us from the studios of radio station WJR in Detroit.